Good afternoon. My name is Ken Bennett. I am state director for Senator Barack Obama, who regrets not being able to be here today at this very important hearing, but asks that I read this statement for him. I want to thank the Chairman Martin and commissioners for holding the commission's fifth official public hearing on the nation's media ownership rules in Chicago. I want to thank the Rainbow Push Coalition for also hosting this discussion. Senator Durbin and I specifically requested that the Federal Communication Commission, the FCC, hold a public hearing in this diverse city to deal with the very important issues that we're dealing with today. I apologize for not being here in person to deliver this statement, but I want all of you to know how important I think it is that we have this national, inclusive, open, transparent discussion on the government's responsibility to ensure that the nation's media marketplace reflects the diversity and opinions and views and meets the needs of the local communities and ensures fair competition. As all of you know, the FCC has in place a number of rules that regulate the ownership of radio and television broadcast properties. These rules help to prevent excessive consolidation and were created to promote the public interest. Under the Telecommunications Act, the FCC is required to review the media ownership rules every 4 years to determine if the rules remain necessary and are serving the public interest. I believe that the nation's media ownership rules remain necessary and are critical to the public interest. We should be doing more to encourage diversity in ownership of broadcast media, promote the development of new media outlets and expression of diverse viewpoints, and establish greater clarity in the public interest obligations of broadcasters occupying our nation's spectrum. But under the leadership of the previous chairman, the FCC promoted the concept of consolidation over diversity. In 2003, the FCC attempted to over the dissent of two Democratic commissioners to relax the nation's media ownership rules. Millions of comments poured in from the average citizen asking the FCC to retain the rules and not to allow for more consolidation. Fortunately, the commission's attempt to relax regulations was rejected by the Third Circuit. Instead of greater consolidation, I fully endorse a call for new rules promoting greater coverage of local issues, greater responsiveness of broadcasters to the communities they operate in. I also believe that broadcasters' license renewal requests, the periodic review required to ensure that broadcasters are complying with their public interest obligations to local communities for using the public spectrum, should require greater FCC scrutiny, and public input should occur more frequently. In the spirit of transparency, and because of the importance of this issue to our democratic discourse, I strongly request that the FCC put out any specific changes they intend to vote on in a new notice proposal rulemaking so that the American people have the opportunity to review them. The current hearings are an important examination of the issues related to the hypothetical loosening of the media ownership rules, but any specific changes should receive public review and comment. I commend the FCC for holding this discussion and soliciting opinions and analysis from all sectors of our community. Again, I appreciate your coming to Chicago for this important hearing. I look forward to working with you and the communities represented here today to make sure that our media rules work for everyone and respect and promote the nation's diversity and the people and our views. Thank you, Senator Barack Obama.